presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City. BBC News Business.
December 24th. 1111 America, New York, Manchester United. Sir Jim Ratcliffe agrees deal to buy 25% stake for about £1.25 billion. British billionaire Sir Jim Ratcliffe agrees a deal to buy a 25% stake in Manchester United from the Glazer family. The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 24th, 8:30 America, New York, Adam Smith on lotteries. One of my delights in preparing my recent talk on Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, a talk I'll post in the next few days, is that I read substantial sections of the book that I hadn't read before.
BBC News Business.
December 24th, 8:18 America, New York, high winds likely to add to Christmas Eve travel disruption. Weather warnings cover parts of the UK, with rail disruption expected from engineering works and staff shortages.
Marginal Revolution.
December 24th, 7:21 America, New York, Tim Harford answers more of your crazy economics questions. Ollie asks, what if your tax bill was discounted by the distance you lived from the center of London? E.g., if you lived in Kingsway, you paid the full amount. If you lived in Shetland, you would pay no tax.
New York Times Business.
December 24th, 3:01 America, New York, Red Sea shipping halt as latest risk to global economy. Next year could see increasing volatility as persistent military conflicts and economic uncertainty influence voting in national elections across the globe. Copyright. Rebecca Conway for the New York Times India. The world's fastest growing economy will hold the biggest election next year.
Daily FX Market News.
December 24th, 3 o'clock America, New York, US dollar on thin ice, setups on EUR, USD, USD, JPY, GBP, USD for final days of 2023. This article zooms in on the technical outlook for EUR, USD, USD, JPY, and GBP, USD, analyzing essential price thresholds to monitor in the final trading sessions of 2023.
Marginal Revolution.
December 24th, 1:04 America, New York, around since 4x. From a reader, Matt, is, since 19xx, a positive or negative signal for a restaurant? I passed a barbecue restaurant in Denver recently with such a sign. If it's been around so long but is good, why haven't I heard of it before? On the other hand, it's seemingly a positive market signal? Global Economy. December 24th, 0:00 America, New York. Rich world uses green policies to hold back the poor, says UN trade chief. Rebecca Grinspan condemns subsidies and environmental protectionism in US and EU.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
December 23, 1915 America, New York, confusing inputs with outputs. New research. Congressional District 19, a leader in clean energy. So reads the headline of a recent news story in the Monterey Herald. But the first line of the story tells you what's really true. New York Times Business.
December 23, 1609 America, New York. What to read and listen to during your holiday break. Dealbook lists its favorite podcasts and books for getting smarter about business and the economy.
The Library of Economics and Liberty. December 23, 1518 America, New York. The New McCarthyism. The problem with Senator Joe McCarthy was not that he was an anti-communist, I'm also an anti-communist. Instead, the problem with McCarthy was that he made all sorts of wild accusations that had no basis in fact.
Daily FX Market News.
December 23, 1458 America, New York, Gold Weekly Forecast, Zao, USD propelled by softer US inflation outlook. Gold prices extend their upside rally ahead of the last trading week of 2023, which isn't expected to provide too much in terms of volatility. Zao, USD looks to hold above $2,050.
Marginal Revolution.
December 23, 1300 America, New York, Saturday Assorted Links. 1. Interview with Mark Dybul about PEPFAR. 2. Women's Tears, Worth a Sniff? 3. Macmillan Learning Spotlight on Tyler Cowen. Excerpt. I've been working with Alex for over 33 years, Drive.
BBC News Business.
December 23rd, 12:30 America, New York, UK Travel. Millions take to roads and rail ahead of Christmas. The AA warns of lengthy jams on the roads, while many rail services are starting to wind down.